Another match ball after today's 5-1 win here at Windsor Park, Andy.
Another match ball, Andy. It's always nice to get. I'm pleased with my performance today, and you know the team. I think we were very good. We had a bounce back after a disappointing result last week. We're embarrassed last week. So fair play to the boys. We're hungry. We're enthusiastic, and went for us today. And you know, we're delighted.
4 goals, and I think it was several different players who provided the assists. Was it Bates? Was it Burns? Was it Key? I mean, there was ammunition from all over the park today for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bates is the first one. Burns is the second one. Quinney, and then Davy Key. I mean, you have to appreciate players like that who can deliver and who can play you through. And you know, I know it's a little cliche, but it is a team effort, because defensively we know we're strong and we're sound today. And you know, I'm just happy it's my possession. I'm the guy who puts the ball in the net and on days like that. So. Brilliant, and special mention the coaching staff this week, because they've been very good with me. I know after last week's disappointment, and we felt I was down, or the team was down, you know, at all points this week. You know, Alfie, the gaffer, the judge that went and had chats with me and team members to get us up again to play it right, and then special mention Andrew Todd, because he must have sensed something, because he pulled me aside, did a lot of work with me on Thursday night, made me a DVD which James E made for me, and made me watch it on Friday, and I could say it was maybe inspiring. And you know, you're very thankful you have a mind instructor like that who can sense things and can help you. And obviously today's display, I like to repay them, and thankfully I have.
Great character by the team in coming back from last week, wasn't it?
Great character. You know, we weren't getting carried away. We're disappointed last week's result, but after watching the DVD on Monday, we'll put it to bed, and everything's positive. And you know, we're top of the league. We're there for a reason. And yes, you can have bad days, and you know, we knew we were bad last week, and you learn a lot from defeats, more so from wins, and we learned a lot again. And by no means are we saying we're the finished article. We're not. We're just wanting to work hard, and you know, we love playing here at Windsor Park. We just have to maybe get a different side of our game for the tighter pitches and the more physical games. And you know, we're working hard and training to do that, and by all means we know we're not the finished article, and we're just working hard and enjoying our football, and hopefully we can stay in the mix.
Are you enjoying the captaincy role?
Yeah, I'm loving it. You know, again, it's very flattering. I wouldn't say, you know, I would have been a favourite for a captain at the start of the year. I'm not really a complete talker on the pitch all the time, but I like to think, you know, with work rate of time for up top, I can lead by example. And when you've got good senior members like Jamie McGrew, Sean Ward, Stevie Laurie, and boys like that behind you, and you know, there's, again, without using our cliche, there's going to be several captains in the team. And I think my performances are starting to maybe click in for me, whereas at the start it was maybe a bit mixed. So I'm happy now.
During the week, I think the sponsors of the league handed money over to charity because you got a hat-trick a few weeks ago. It looks like you're going to be costing the sponsors more money for charity with today's hat-trick.
Good, great cause. I'm glad I can play a part. Hopefully I can play a part several other times this year, but I'm not going to carry it away. I know goals are hard to come by, never mind hat-tricks, so that's good, and that's an extra wee bonus today. I can go away and have an extra smile on my face.
Nice to be top of the league, but not much rest for the squad because we've a big County Antrim Shield first round match coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, potential bananas again Tuesday, and you know, we're in tomorrow night or on Monday night, so we'll have to get the boys cooled down and prepare again. And then after Tuesday we have Saturday again, so it's all go, but that's the way we like it.
The cup is a sort of cup we want to go on a run in and try and get trophies on the cabinet, isn't it?
Like every cup and every competition at Linfield Football Club is where you want to and you expect to be there in the finals and winning things. So this Tuesday night's no different, obviously. And with a great squad, and no matter what team goes out, you know, we'll be fully prepared and we'll be going to win the game. But we're under no illusions that games like that can be quite hard and tight. So we'll address it the best way we can, and we'll go in again ready to roll our sleeves up and work hard and try and put on our good performance.
Like myself, you're a Chelsea man. Chelsea win, Linfield win. It's not a bad day, is it?
No, it's a great day. Just walking in to start a game today, I heard Chelsea 2-0 up, so it was great. It's a blue Saturday.
Well done, and all the best for next week.
Cheers, Andy.